Ephesians 5, we have been looking at the book of Ephesians for a while, and rightfully we have seen that the later part of the letter, we said we cater to what? Our conduct, right? The earlier part caters for what Christ has done for us. That means it caters for what we have in Christ. But if you look at the later part addresses what you can do because you are a believer. And oftentimes people just talk about what Christ has done for them, and then they forget to talk about what they should do. And then we just summarize it on that grace, you know. But the believer's conduct is important. So Ephesians 5, we start looking at that. And verse 8. For we are sometimes darkness, but you are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Don't forget, earlier on in chapter 4, we already started talking about, in verse 17, that you don't walk as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of your mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God. Then he spoke about in verse 19, lasciviousness, uncleanliness with greediness. Then he says in verse 20, you have not learned Christ. Ephesians 4:20. You have not learned that in Christ. Then he pressed on, spoke about being angry, spoke about corrupt communication. Again, all of this we have looked at. Spoke about keeping malice, spoke about being kind and forgiving one another, clamor, bitterness, wrath, in verse 31. Then chapter 5, verse 1, it says, be followers of God, dear children. And we said, the believer, listen very well, the Christian has the responsibility to live right. I know that might sound old school in this kind of world that we are in now. Amen. Amen. Might sound old school, you know. The believer has the responsibility to live right. You don't tell me what is right. You know, I choose what's right. You know, something like that. We're going to look at that today. And then last week we looked at Ephesians 5:22. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands or to your own husbands. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands. Husband, love your wives. And we said that is a sermon, as it were, about what? Christ and the church. So the main, listen very well, the crux of that message is not marriage. The crux of it is union. Don't see marriage, see union. So when you're reading it, wives submit yourselves to your husbands as the church is submitted to Christ. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. He said, no man ate his own flesh, but rather nourishes it, replenishes it. So also husbands ought to love their wives. And we said, he's saying this, I want to believe that everybody here has been listening so far in Ephesians, because I'm just going at the speed of light, so that we can cover up a lot of things today. So I said, he's saying this at the background of conduct. So he's talking about Christian conduct, then he starts talking about Christ and the church. He's talking about how you should behave, how you ought to act. Then he says, look at Christ and the church. And I told you last week that what is Paul saying? Paul is saying Christian conduct should be derived from our union in Christ. That is, when you look at what Christ has done for us and how he now indwells us by his Spirit, then that should influence your conduct. That should influence your conduct. So conduct is meant to be taken from who we are. Conduct is meant to be taken from who we are. You don't try to do it on your own. You don't try to, you know what? I will just, now listen very well. Some years ago, I think 2010, 11, I had a friend like that. So, my friend, we talk a lot. I go to the house, he comes to my house. So he used to steal money from the mother's, because the mother used to grind the, pepper. Right? Somewhere around collecting cents. So he used to take money. The funny thing is that he will steal the money, but both of us are going to play PS. Not PS, PS. PS1. PS2. 2010. PS2. Yeah, PS2. From Ekwe. Ekwe is the barbing saloon. Ekwe collected all our money. In fact, we used to owe him money in advance. We'll play 2. And we'll come next time. We don't have double. But we say when we come next time, we'll give you the money. Because he will go and steal. When I have the opportunity to, when my mom keeps money in a very, I take it, I don't steal it. No, no, because I'll tell her most times. My mom don't beat. So there is nothing she wants to do. And I mean, sometimes you always give children that fear.
Amen.
The fivefold ministry. Sometimes just lay hands, you know. I'm not saying beat, oh. I didn't say beat, oh. I mean lay hands. Hallelujah. So because my mom does not need to beat, I will take her money. And I'll go and tell her that, yeah, I've taken money. And the most thing she will do is take slippers and throw it. You can throw so many slippers at me. Nothing will happen. You know? But you can't do that with my dad. So if she wants to go extra length, she just tells my dad. Then you know that you are gone. I mean, that one is serious. You can faint when he's done with you. So it's the extreme. My mom is extreme. Don't beat. My dad is extreme. Now I look at him these days. I just look at him. Really? Now you expect to send money to you. Do you remember on the on the 5th of August? That day that you beat me so much that I ran to Pastor Varinde's house. You know, I ran to a pastor's house. My God. He tied me to a fan. Don't imagine. Think on the words. He tied me to a fan. The fan was rolling. You now put on one. So when the fan rolls to you, now be begging the fan. Don't roll here to that side. And the fan rolls me. So I had a friend. Then later, he made a determination, New Year resolution, which I was not pleased with. He said, I will not steal again. Because how are we not going to play game? No, it's not 2010. It's not 2010. That's before 2010. I was still secondary school. It's not 2010. That should be like 2007 or 8. So, he said to me, he said, YJ, that's what he's called me. I said, I don't want to steal this new year. I said, why? Why? Your mom is not complaining. Sometimes we are, you know, I will do the hard work. We will grind the pepper. We just collect the money and I will not deliver. You know, I will not do the work. You get. So why? You know, my friend, Elijah. You know him. It's fair. Okay, you know him. I've mentioned his name. I will listen to this teaching. So I told him, I said, why now? He said, he has determined though, he has determined. The next day. Not next week, the next day. He said, last time. Let's just go and play for the last time that we are bored now. That there's no ball. So, as usual, he knows where to go. He brought it out. So the game was so interesting that day. I think it was a 10 plus plus. You know 10 plus plus? There's winning level. There's a pest. There's 10 plus plus. 10 plus plus was the most graphical then. But don't worry. 10 plus, you know 10 plus plus. Okay. So, the 10 plus plus was so interesting, he just brought it to our area. They said, let's just play four more. So he went back home. Now I stayed in the game center. He went back home, go and bring more. You cannot change conduct like that. If you don't know who you are in Christ already, it's going to be a hell of a problem. Conduct are not changed. Like I always say, when you paint a car, it doesn't make it work well. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Painting a car doesn't fix the engines. You must function from the inside. You must take your conduct from the revelation of who you now are in Christ. See, I know who I am. And we're going to look at that very well today. So you can't change your conduct by just thinking. No, you take it from who you are. You can't be full of the Spirit and have a bad conduct. And so conduct is very vital. You can't say, oh, I'm full of the Spirit. But then your conduct is not good. That's why Paul will now include the activities by the Spirit. He now says, you sing psalms, hymns and spiritual songs. He now included it while he was talking about conduct. Because being full of the Spirit shows that you actually have good conduct. Or you can actually use the things of the Spirit to enact good conduct, good values. I said it last week that rather than having a lying tongue, you are now going to prophesy. So the things of the Spirit can influence your conduct. You can't say, I am full of God's Spirit, but then your conduct is bad. That's like having your bath thoroughly, then putting on rags. Man is going to say, I'm going to shower. Then after taking shower and everything, then you go to, it's okay, wait. Then you saw one rag there. Then you just took it. And some people even try to sleep with rags. Amen. You sleep with rag. Oh, I will not fornicate, but I will kiss. You are sleeping in the rag. Hallelujah. So, conduct is important. Tell someone besides the conduct is important.
What did the person say?
Yeah? No, you have to dress to match who you are. If you are royalty, then you dress in royal attire. Your conduct must match who you are. If you are born again, then you must act like one. You know, in the world now, we have people who want to eat the cake and have it. I don't ask you, say, how can you eat your cake and have it? I said, I'll buy two. I'll eat my cake and I'll still have cake. That is mine. You know, people want to eat their cake and they still want to have it. So, oh, I'm born again, but you know what, when I get to work, let's leave those emoji things aside. No. So I know who I am. So some believers have to change their rags, their conduct. So far we have seen some conduct that should be avoided. Anger, malice, wrath, bitterness, and all of that. You know, sometimes you just see some believers and you wonder, how do you end up like this? You see a believer using the F word. And he doesn't even feel anything. So that they can say, oh, Soji, you are in town. You see a believer, you're just talking anyhow. It reminds me of one scenario. They are coming from church, from the same church. Someone's car is another person's car at the gate of the church. The one that the car was hit, now came down. I said, what have you done? The one that hit the car, I said, can't it all joy away? He said, can't what? He said, let's first leave the gate of the church. And he went to fight. He just left the same church. He said, can't what all joy? I have a mission here at Kuron Church. No. Amen. Your conduct must not change regardless of where you are. You don't just suddenly become a good person when you get to church. You know, there are some people like that. It's when they get to church that they are gentle. It's when they get to church that they are sober. Every other place, they are gulabi. They are gaban. But in church, I worship you because you should be worshipped. What's the song sang there? You are the one who's key. That sister doesn't even talk. Hey! When we're younger, people used to tell me in church that my sister doesn't talk. I always look at them and say, how stupid. Don't you have the spirit of God can see? See, you talk. Your sister does not talk. She's the one that is the most gentle. And I always tell people that I'm the one. They don't always believe. Out of these people that I have seen, I'm the one that is gentle. I'm the most shy one. You see the, I don't want to mention names. She's gentle. You don't know her! Son, as we are getting down from the car like this, from church, trouble has started. Why not ask our parents who is gentle? Who they can control? It's me. Amen. At a point, my dad has to say, no more yet. You know, when your father is the one saying, bitter. I said, I don't like to talk to men. Bitter! Let us learn a lesson. I said, okay. Yet not I. Not my will, Lord. Let your will be done. Who not? Someone that I've been having in mind before. That I will send the errand. You say no. That's why you are sending the errand. God has just taken care of our life now. Very stubborn. Amen. So you put on the right conduct. Not just in church. Again, I'm trying to just summarize the conduct part of Paul's letter. Don't give place to the devil. He said that. That's Ephesians 4, verse 27. Don't give place to the devil. You watch where you receive information. You know, when we are younger, if you are Yoruba, there are some people they call Omota. I've heard of that before. Omota. By interpretation, child of the outside. Or child of the streets. Now, why do they call people that? Not because they sleep on the streets. Because they got their training from the streets. So their parents will say Omota. That is, you are not taking my own lesson from this house. You are taking your lessons and your training and your values from the streets. So we call it omota. But, you know, this generation now, ita does not necessarily have to be the streets. Social media, is ita? Amen. Watch where you are getting your values from. Your conduct. There's no information that is neutral. Every information seeks to change you. The moment you start saying like that, something will change in your life. Every information seeks and aims to change something about you. So you watch, you filter. Some believers, we should plug your phone to the screen and check the account you are following. You will run out of the church. Amen. You can't even give us your phone to check. Some people, if you take their phone like this, they are sweating already.
Just Elijah just wants to call. And I said, give me your phone, let me call.
This is where the call apps is, sir.
I know where your call app is now. You even take pictures. No, sir, I don't take pictures. Why are you sweating?
Oh, yeah, open your gallery. Let me even just see your pictures. I like this camera. The camera is actually not that good, sir.
Because your phone is a graveyard. Graveyard of bad conduct. Amen.
I won't say more than that.
Paul says, your conduct must be taken from our union in Christ. So because you are a child of the King, you will dress as such. Because you are a man in Christ, you will talk as such. You will act like that. So, we saw that last week. Then Ephesians 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Have you heard that one? Have you heard? What do? Obey your parents. Okay. Pastor, I've been waiting for this one. This one particularly talks to me. What now happens when your parents are going against God's word? Have you had that question? Let's see your hands. Oh, nobody. Then I just keep it. Anybody? Me. Alright, so, I want to obey my parents. Oh, Pastor, sorry, oh. My dad, I don't understand what he's saying. He's saying, I should not preach. Should I obey? I didn't have a teacher on that. I've taught it before. But I'll just go over it again. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, that you may live long in the earth. Now, the first thing to know is that you are reading this from the word of God. And so that means the word of God is primary. Say, the word of God is primary. So the word of God comes first. So if the word of God is one telling you, obey your parents, then that means he's telling you, obey your parents according to the word. Now, I remember I taught how you respond to parenting. For example, I said, when you're talking to someone who is younger than you, you do what? You correct. Right? Come on. What teaching was that? Be an example. Alright? When you're talking to someone who is younger than you, you correct. Now, I'm not saying your cell leader is now younger than you. Or your fellowship pastor is younger than you and you say you want to correct. Your head is not correct. I mean, in the natural. Talking natural relationships now. Your younger siblings, cousins, no niece, no, you correct. When you are talking to someone who is your equal, what do? Eh? You advise. You're doing the other that you see. When you're talking to someone who is your mate, your equal, you advise. Why not? I'm thinking, if you don't mind, if you do it this way, don't you think it will be better? You advise him, right? When you're talking to someone who is older, you entreat, you are beseeching. You cannot advise an elderly person. You cannot correct, as it were. You have to entreat an elder. What does it mean to entreat an elder? So, come, let's say you are my dad. Right? You look like an old man. In Christ. Alright, so let's say you are my dad. How does that feel? Enjoy it. You know? So, how do I talk? So he says, don't go anywhere. Don't preach. Don't do anything. I don't want to see any Bible in this house and everything. Now, I'm not going to say, now, I'm saying this because this happened to me already. What? I'm not going to say, Jesus is Lord in my own life. Oh. No, there's nothing you want to say. I don't know. Send me out of this house. Ha! The God before me, the world behind me. No. Persecution will arise. I know. Persecution will arise. Calm down. I know. The devil takes on different forms. Pastor has taught us. Thank God for JC Media. Pastor has taught us that. Persecution. We come in men. Daddy, persecution will come in men. The devil uses men. God uses men. Angels uses men. The devil even uses men too. I'm not bowing. Now, calm down. You entreat. You don't even have to talk immediately. What the person wants to hear first is, yes sir. But I would like us to probably talk about it later. I don't want to talk about it. Okay sir. You must be wise. See, I'm smart. So he goes, enjoys himself. When he's in a good mood. That's what me I did though. When he's in a good mood. Ah, my dad, why again are you? I know. Concerning what you said earlier, sir, I was just thinking that, really, I just don't want to be a bad child. You see, it starts with where both of you agree. There's no parent that wants the child to be a bad child. Except when you start having Gen Z, start giving death now. Because the way it started, a child of 1 year old, 2 year old already has Instagram account. You're already filming the child. You are not laying a good foundation. Alright, so, I know that my dad doesn't want me to be a bad child. So, I start with where we both agree. Don't forget the Jews and the Samaritans. Eh? Remember that teaching? The glory of God. So, I said, I don't want to be a bad child. And the only way I've probably seen it is, church keeps me busy. Even Jesus said we should preach. I don't know, but Jesus said we should preach. But if he said I should not, do what Jesus said we should do. Depends on your parents. If you tell your parents that thing, the kind of backhand, you think it's Roger Federer. The kind of backhand slap you get, you will not preach with that mouth again. But you know your parents too well, right? Calm down. Don't always be bubbling. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. You can't claim to be full of the Spirit and you are disrespectful. Anyone who is old enough to give birth to you, anyone who even collect, even if it's 1 week, and the person collects from you, you cannot buy it again. Now, there is nothing in age, because even someone that is foolish will also grow old. But you see, when you recognize that this person is wiser than you, you must first recognize that you are not the smartest person. You are not. You are not the wisest person. Go see. Now, often as you are growing up, you feel, I can make my decisions. You know, because you have some thoughts in your head and you can speak grammar, you think you are smart. When I was 18 to 20, I was actually very, very smart. I might not be as intelligent as I was then again, but I was very, very smart. I mean, very, very intelligent. Top, top intelligent. So I thought, I know things, yeah? I think if someone gets to 80 something in jam, you call the person intelligent, right? Alright. So I was smart. I was very smart. And I used to read dictionary every day. I had a wealth of words. So if I don't want you to understand anything I want to say, I can actually frame sentences that you will not understand a single thing. And I do it sometimes intentionally to ridicule some people. So when people talk to me, sometimes I don't just listen. And I feel they are not as smart as I am. These ones that don't even see the English that you are stringing together, see the sentences that you are putting together, they are not Queen's standard. Funny enough, the Queen actually doesn't understand much English. Sincerely. You need to know her very well. You know? And so, my mom called me one day and said, don't let pride destroy you. I didn't understand. I felt, she doesn't understand anything. You know? The dichotomy of the said, don't let pride destroy you. And I've said it before. Later I understood. You see, the wealth of age, Yorubas have been saying, you can have clothes, designers, more than an elderly person, but you can't have rags like an elderly person. He has worn more clothes than you have. Amen. You can't have rags like an elderly person. They say you are dumping clothes every day, and they will not be rags. Sometimes, listen to your parents. Sit down and listen. Don't marry this person. You feel they just don't like Igbo. You feel they just don't like Yoruba. You feel they just don't like people that come from Ijebu. You feel they just don't like people that come from Modaeke. Calm down. Ask why. Some of you are doing love that is blind. I mean, I don't like love that is blind though. I like love that his eyes is shining like this. Blind love is dangerous. Both of us now meet ourselves somewhere that we don't know. And I say, how do we get here? We were blind. Calm down. Why? Sometimes they just say, he got Kong Pai. How do you know what I'm saying? Something about him, I just don't like it. The only thing you can do to fulfill your love is ask for time. Maybe time will reveal things, amen. But because you said you rush, you see, with problem. Say, mommy, can you give him 7 months? They will not negate it. Just, okay. But you just say, no! No! Like Romeo and Juliet. It's us against the world. You go two of you against the world. Two. Two of you. Now you don't even have money to do wedding. Two of you. So we just elope. The issue is you watch too much of movies. You will die of hunger when you're eloping. Hunger will kill you while you're eloping. Obey your parents. Amen. Then it goes ahead. Verse 4. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. So it means that the fathers also have the tendency of not saying the right things. So, we must strike the balance. Fathers, of course, by extension, mothers, don't provoke your children to wrath. Bring them up and nurture them in the admonition of the Lord. So again, Paul has spoken to the married. He has spoken to children. He has spoken to fathers and mothers. Then he says, servants, verse 5, Ephesians 6, 5. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling. It means, listen very well, servant does not mean houseboy. If you are a medical doctor, and you're working under someone, you are a servant. Engineering servant, doctoring servant. It means you are employed. Employees, that's what I'm saying. How many of you have a job? Don't raise your hand. Someone has raised your hand. Be obedient to your masters. You know, let me say this. The world is changing, but the Bible has not changed. God's word doesn't change. Yesterday, I was talking to some of the elders, and we were talking about this generation of people who, I was talking about someone who got a work. They got employed in. Actually, about almost 100 people applied for the job. They actually sidelined almost 80 people for him. Then as he was going to resume in the office, he got another offer. And he called the office and said, I'm not resuming again. He said, why? He said, I got another offer. And so what do you want us to do with the business? I said, whatever you want to do now. Alright, take care. Have a nice life. The HR was the one telling that, how can we do this now with this generation? This generation, you give someone query. And the next day, they are writing an accusation letter that, why are you querying me? Your work is giving me shackles. It's giving me a vibe I don't understand. Vibe. It's like, I've not looked for a job before. And it's because of TikTok. You know that you can just buy ring light and start a career. Ring light. You have career. Professional TikToker. They have name for a content creator. You know? I don't know. I'm not saying something happened, but I want that app not to work for 1 year. Some people hunger. It should not work for 1 year. The owner should just say, we're taking a break. Maybe it will give you sense. The Bible tells us how to act as employees. You find the same thing in Colossians 3, 22 to 23. It says, be obedient to those who are paying you. If you want to be obedient to yourself alone, go and start a job. Go and be self-employed. There's nothing wrong with it. Learn a craft. Right? Learn a craft. If it's shoemaking, if it's carpentry, if it's fashion designing, they will not call it tailor. Fashion designing, if it's plumbing, learn something. And then you know that you only have to answer to yourself. When you are doing interview for you, you are gentle. Some people are doing interview. Say, where do you see yourself in 10 years? In this company. In this company. Helping everybody grow as I grow together. Where do you see yourself in 15 years? In this company. I know they live anywhere. I've said for a job for 2 years. They're telling me that where are you guys? I said, I know they go. As long as God is and this company is, I is. He said, so how do you plan? What do you plan to be, how do you plan to impact this company? And a lot of ways, sir. A lot of ways. One, I will leverage on my team bonding skills. You don't have any team bonding skills. Your center has been collecting this. I'll leverage on my team bonding skills to ensure that the amalgamation of... Suddenly, they now employed you. You came late. When they were employing you, you didn't tell them that you have church by 6 o'clock on every Thursday. You didn't say it. Suddenly, you answered, they are imposing your ministry. They are not. They are not. Did they close your mouth when you were being employed? That, sir, I don't think that 8 to 6 will work. 8 to 5. Everywhere I've worked in my life. 8 to 5. 9 to 4. 8 to 4, 9 to 5. 6 o'clock, I have engagements. Engagements that have lasted over 10 years. Engagements that have lasted over 5 years. So is it church? Yes, sir. Thursdays, Tuesdays. Okay. Well. Oh, well, if it's just Thursdays and Tuesdays, well. Now, that is settled. So if the person comes later and starts reneging on his promise, on his promise of he's going to give you 9 to 5, then you know that you have something to talk about. Not that when you are employing, you are looking like grass. Yes. Is there anything you do by 6? Is there anywhere you go? Yeah, I go to Thursday. I'm going home by 5. He said, no, I contract him by 6. I have church. It's not like you haven't paid salary. You've not paid salary since. Someone's working. It's not like Monday, someone's using to come to work. Now I'm worship my own God. Calm down. You are bound to obey your employer. God's word doesn't change. And we look at it from the Old Testament. Amen. Be obedient to your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as it is unto Christ. That is the way you would have obeyed Christ. The way you would have obeyed, that's the way you obey those who are also, they are the ones giving you money to eat. The money you use to register for the treats, which I will announce very soon. Amen. I say, Pastor, it's not that time yet. Why are we rushing? It's that time. Hallelujah. Amen. I love this time. Singleness of heart. Say, I love this time. You sure? If you don't know about it, don't say it to your heart. You know, the money you're going to use to register for a treat, it's not from that salary. Someone cannot be paying you with their hard-earned money, and you are talking to them anyhow, and claiming that you are a Christian. You are full of the Spirit. No shaking. The dark has nothing on you. You are not a serious person. Servants, obey your masters according to the flesh. Reach diplomacy. Reach agreements. I was telling someone yesterday, I said, over the phone with my friends, I said, if you get the point that I'll probably not take some jobs until my lawyer sign again. Because the way Nigerians just go back on their words, I don't understand. We've agreed on so. That's it. Well, I think you guys might have to do this for us again. I'll just call my lawyer. Lawyer, step in. Amen. If you have lawyer, as you are getting employed, let your lawyer also give them your terms. That's if you get the job. Amen. But obey your employers, your masters. Look at verse 6, very important. Not with eye service, as men pleasers. You know eye service? When you see the yoga, you are carrying fire about. Some people, they just walk around the workplace. They don't do anything. You know, there's something about just walking fast that makes you look like you are walking. So just go to the yoga space. Oh, sir, you called for me? I didn't call for you. Oh, okay, sir. Then I must have been mistaken. Again, go and gist. How do you want to improve in that career? And you say in 15 years, you find yourself there. In the accounting department. Accounting, I've always done that. Accounting, that's how they do. That's how they do. Then that comes. Yes, sir. Yes, in fact, the clients have been bothering us this morning. Which client? Except the devil is your client. Because the one you have been conversing with. Don't do eye service. Tell someone beside you, don't do eye service. Tomorrow is Monday. Don't do eye service. Don't tell your family. Which eye service you want to do? You know? When I was in school, I don't know. I said, I'm going to be self-employed. Because I know myself. I said, see how this lecturer is talking to me. I was a student though. I don't know. One even told me, which bloody church? God, I see. More reason. What I will not do is, go be employed somewhere, and be a Judas there. No. That's not biblical. What I will not do is, go be employed somewhere, and not give my all to it. No. That's not how to be a Christian. I don't do eye service. I don't. And some, when I was doing my house job, some of my consultants, they didn't understand it. It's as though they like the people who are doing the items. So, there are people that, when they see you, they start calling patients. Number 4, they can say number 4 to number 14. Please come. What the better is 4 to 14? When you're not an octopus. I mean, you know, you see me, I'm eating. And then, you are eating. I've been treating patients. We patients, when we are at your age. What happened? One even lie. They used to treat 52 people in a day. I was looking at her. You. Say, those days they look. 1970. 50 patients. Go and ask Professor Olawale. Except the conditions have changed. These same conditions that we are seeing. You cannot treat 50. Oga? But I cannot tell her. Wow, that's impressive. I don't do eye service. That's serious. I don't do eye service. You're not going to see me now. Start doing. Then when you are gone, no. So then I told one. I said I have to be somewhere by 4, sir. He said, but we are closing by 4. I said, I'm still coming back for call, but I want to quickly get somewhere. He said, but you have not done anything today. I said, sir, ask. He asked my colleague. He said, pastor don't work. Pastor don't work. Tired. How many patients have you seen? I said, I went on word round. How many words I mentioned? He said, how come I don't see you? We are not the stethoscope. We are not the stethoscope or clinical kids. How will you be seeing me? You know, I can't say that one. Amen. For because some people do eye service. I have one guy that he has another job outside. So when he wants to go, he will first parade the clinic. You know what I mean? He will go to the offices one by one. As you are around, when the clinic, sir, go to the next office. So that they can say that, I just saw him now. So when they are looking for him, they say, I just saw him now. That one says, I just saw him now. Oh, he must be around. We know the scope. Amen. I did it too small. Hallelujah. But he says, not eye service like men pleasers. You must also do that in the church. Eye service. He says, you must do it like you're doing the will of God from the heart. Verse 7. With good will doing service as unto the Lord, not unto men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing a man does, the same he shall receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And you masters, so if you're also an employer of labor, do the same things unto them. Don't threaten. Threaten. No threat. Oh, this is what you want to do. Okay. Your KPI will say it all. Calm down. You know the girl is working almost 24 hours. Even when she goes back home, she's still delivering. Calm down. Say, forbearing threatening. Amen. I know say go and read this one to your boss. So, knowing that your master in heaven is neither respect, has neither respect of persons with him. So again, he's talking about conduct. Conduct is important. It can affect how people receive Christ. Again, I've given you the example of this. When we went on an outreach, a village outreach, and that was 2014. And the fellowship president had to tell us, and I took it from there also. The fellowship president had to tell us that, tell all the sisters to wear skirts. In fact, as you are going from campus, it's one of the mandatory instructions for the sisters. Take at least one skirt. No skirts, you have no skirts. Some things are skirt. It's not skirt. Skirt? How can you wear something like this here? Wear trousers. Wear tight trousers. Don't worry. Say, wear skirts like Queen Elizabeth. Have you seen her skirt before? It's deeper life standard. Amen. Why? Because if you go and preach to someone in the village on trousers with your braids, and you even have cowrie. Like Jesus, I was looking for you. You don't even have cowrie. You say, which Jesus are you talking? You haven't found your head now. You know, I don't see cowrie now. As part of his adornment. Amen. It's fine. But cowrie in the village outreach. Say, oh my word, you wanna? You know, yeah. Oh, boom. Okay. So, I come in the name of the Lord. Oh my God! Kiki daogun. He said, no sir. Jesus died for your sins. Because, what does that show you? Just your outlook can affect if people receive Christ or not. Just the way you look. You can imagine a brother with dreadlocks. Now, there's nothing wrong with dreadlocks because, really, you don't have your faith in Christ. But you have dreadlocks and everything. With earring, with cigar, venison in your mouth. Then your trousers, they say crazy trousers for crazy people. Is it crazy jeans? Crazy jeans. I never wore those things in my life. I don't know, I've always had an issue with extremity. Especially in dressing. Crazy jeans. There was one people were wearing, my money grows like grass. Like weeds. If you're not giving plain black t-shirt, don't worry. Some people will be shining in the dark. Like grass. So, crazy jeans, then my money grows like grass, dreads, studs on the right, and studs on the left. You know, the power of God, you know. Then he comes to you and say, amen. Sorry. Then you see, coming from the nose, from the ears, like, all the channels to your spirit opened up. All the channels of your spirit opened up. You know, ears, nose, eyes, would you not be shown go? And then he says, 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby, you desire the word. 2 Peter 3:18, say, grow in grace. Don't lie. You not bring out your phone. Grow in grace. I will grow. Okay. So I just want to invite our church. And I won't, because the church is the place where you grow. Bible instructs us. Sorry. Instructs us. Pardon me. I'm just getting to a new level. What are you going to do? You go to the church. Except you to have our Omowobe. He said, I've seen my kind. This is the church I love. But you can't see an average person Which are non-believing ones. Even the one that smokes with you and say, ah, Olu Aye on the street. I'm a preach by you. Why? Because that's not how God is received. So, conduct influence how the gospel is received? So you change your clothes. Amen. See how Peter explains it in 1 Peter 3. Are you learning something? 1 Peter 3, verse 1. We're going to read from verse 1 to 4, everybody. Want to go? You wise, be in subjection to your own husband, that any obey not the word, that they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation. What is he saying? Listen. If you have an husband that doesn't obey the word, he says, they may be won over by the conversation. The word conversation is actually the behavior, the manner of life of their wives. Now, my mom got my dad saved. That's some good example. Not saved, churchgoer to save, from Muslim. You know what that takes? From being a Muslim to being a Christian. That's some good example. And I'm sure if she was a bad wife, that when the brother say, cook for me, say, we have a treat, and I can't cook when I'm fasting. Or, so some guy, why can't you cook for your husband? Because you are going to church. How are they the same? You go to church from morning 7 a.m. to evening 7 p.m. Even if from morning to 7 p.m., is it every day? And I began to wonder, what must have taken her to be able to achieve such? Because it's not just gospel. It can't be just preaching. It has to be, which kind of woman is this that nothing affects her? It must have been from conduct. Amen. Same with husband. You have an unbelieving wife. I don't know how you ended up with that. Amen. You have an unbelieving wife. She entered your eyes. You may win her over. No, and I said, which kind of man is this? He cares for me as much as he goes to church. I know I don't go to church. I know I do some sacrifice of praise and all that. But how is he still this gentle? He says, you can win him over by your good conduct. Let's read on. Verse 2. While they behold your what? Your chaste conversation, coupled with fear. Whose adorning? Let it not be with the outward adorning of plating the hair, and of wearing of gold, or putting on of apparel. But let it be the hidden man of the heart. Even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. Of great price. Look at that. He says, let your adorning not just be in the outwardly plating of the hair. Or wearing of gold or putting on apparel. If some believers cater to their conduct, the way they cater to dressing, we have a better world. Amen. The gospel will be accepted more. You can plate hair for, how many hours does it take? How many hours does it take? Sit down. It depends on the style. This one that you have in your head, how many hours? 4 or 5 hours. This one that you need us, how many hours? 4 or 5. Sadora. 4 or 5. 4, 2. It depends on who, if they have extra help on who is doing the attachments. No, that's not the point. It's good. I love it. Yeah, hair is fine. Amen. But you can do air or 4 hours. But when you say come and pray. I don't know which kind of church is this one. Every time prayer. What should they be doing? But you can. He says, see, he calls him the hidden man of the earth. Kutos. Now, who is the hidden man of the earth? The new creation. Hidden because it's not visible to the sight. Right? I'm going to explain that much later. Hidden because it's not visible to the sight. So the hidden man of the earth is the new creation. What hides it? The physical body. Your physical body hides your spiritual man. So he calls him the hidden man of the earth. He says, that hidden man of the earth is not by the plating of it. It's not by wearing of gold. I remember I went to preach in one church. And as I was in the room where the invited guest was, the ministry, they have a ministry guest, something guest ministries unit. So they came and they started bringing tray, last powder, mineral, atike, any, that should do makeup. I'm not fine. That's what they are saying. I should do makeup. So they brought powder, balm, or long about. Now there's nothing wrong in it. It's just weird to me. Because it's recently I just started even using cream. Amen. Everywhere. Except it's dry. When it's a matter, I'll use it. Because I don't want my skin scaly. But it's not a matter. Why am I using cream? So someone asked me that it makes your skin moisturize. I want to moisturize you. Which cream do you prescribe? And gave me one. Amen. I mean, like 2019 or 2020. I'm beginning powder. I'm not start looking like no. I said, no, I'm okay. I'm not saying don't use powder. I'm not saying don't use gloss. I'm not saying don't use lipstick. How can someone use lipstick? You will pour lipstick for 1 hour. Is it the gate to heaven? What are you lipsticking? What are you painting? After everything, your conduct is bad. Peter says, your conduct, the one that wins over people to Christ, is not in just the plating of hair. It's not in the wearing of gold. That's how you're to match. You know how people are late to church. This shoe doesn't match this one. I want my, what do you call that one last week? Fascinator. Alright. I tried. Remember. I want my fascinator to match my earrings, but it's my, there's a time they used to use a abortion belt. That one has gone. Amen. You thank God. Yeah, abortion belt. If you worked on your conduct, the way you work on your dress, you'll be a better Christian. I'm not saying don't dress well. Amen. Dress well. Dress back. Dress very well. If you dress well, I will tell you. I like your clothes. I've told some of you before. If I've not told you, I've not seen it. But I think I'll tell you. It doesn't have to be extra. Sometimes it's just a simple thing. I like the way you combine them. Nice. But do you combine your conduct too well? Or your conduct is combined of lies? He says, the hidden man, which is not corruptible. That word corruptible is the word apharthos. A-P-H-T-H-A-R-T-O-S. A-P-H-T-H-A-R-T-O-S. Don't forget from next year, he said everybody must have Greek dictionary, yeah? Alright, so it's going to be a prerequisite. The Greek dictionary. It's very important. Alright? That word apharthos is used for God and God's work. You find it, because of time, you find it in Romans 1.23, Mark 16.20. We'll look at this much more. Romans 1.23, Mark 16.20, 1 Timothy 1.17, 1 Peter 1.4, 1 Peter 1.23, and 1 Corinthians 14.52. Or 15.52 rather. To use for our bodies. Now, it means what does not pass away. What endures forever. So let's read it again. 1 Peter, we are in 1 Peter 3. He says, verse 3, whose adorning, look at your Bibles please, whose adorning, let it not be in the outward adorning of plating of hair, or of wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, that one that is not corruptible, that one that does not change. I said it earlier, that the world changes, but the believer's conduct does not change. There was a time that, if you keep too much hair, beard, your parents are telling you, go and shave it, like dirty. All around the world, not just parents. The society will tell you, that's dirtiness. Except it's religion. Now everybody calls it beard gang. Right? Beard gang. In fact, some ladies even, that's their prerequisite. Must be beard gang. I've told you before, there is no man of God. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm not ashamed. This one I know. There is no man of God. There is no pastor. If you see one, he's not a real pastor. There's no pastor, that keeps beard gang. Have you not seen our father in the faith? That's what Paul said. Have you not seen, consider their way of life. Have you seen? You are trying to keep, God is not just giving you. Yeah, consider your father. Consider the likes of Bro Hagen. Imagine Bro Hagen with, what about Charles G. Finney has? I don't know.
Amen.
So, the world is always changing, but God's word doesn't change. And so our conduct doesn't change. We are not trying to keep up with the world. You know, when we were growing up, if you hear that someone is gay, homosexual, I caught some guys, GSS1. Now I'm talking about very, very early 2000, like 2002. GSS1, GS2. I can still remember his name, full name. I caught them in the hostel. Told me I know what's going to read, night prep. So I ran away from night prep to come and sleep in the hostel. And I just flashed my torch. You know, but now everybody has torch. Just flash my torch. I just stopped there. Jesus, too! Stop there. He said, Shion, don't tell anybody. No, not tell anybody. No. I don't say anything. Like it. That's how I was going to do it. So I collected their food for almost a month. I was just getting fat. Two people food. As they are collecting food on the dining table that you are bringing to me. People are wondering that what's happening. My close friend, Jeumi, he said, what happened? He just like me. We had a deal. He just like me. They are fulfilling their own path. Why are fulfilling mine? I'm talking about 2002. It was gory. It's not something you wanted to see. It's not something, in fact, their parents, now, children are telling their parents, I'm lesbian. And the parents is doing TikTok with her. The first African parent to accept. The world might be changing. So, you talk about it now, and someone says, everybody has their freedom of expression. You know, everybody has the right to be who they want to be. So it's good. So your 7-year-old daughter comes and says, I want to marry. I want to get married. What will you say? No, some things are wrong. No, freedom of expression. She now make it worse. I want to get married to a cat. She said, thank God, that is his cat. Not human being. She want to get married to a 52-year-old. Will you give her hand in marriage? I thought there was freedom of expression. That you can choose to be a lion. Like one idiot girl like that. Told me that she's a dog. Obviously. You didn't get that. And when did you realize that you're a dog? Say when I was a puppy. Ah. The devil has your time. God's word doesn't change. Tell someone that God's word doesn't change. Look at the back. I'm not telling anybody. I saw you. Say, tell someone that God's word doesn't change. Exactly. Exactly. You know, the devil has a system where the people that defend his system, they speak very good English. They speak so eloquently that you might not know it's the devil talking. Regardless of how the world is changing. See, the Bible is absolute on things. A man must not wear what belongs to a woman. A woman must not wear what belongs to a man. That's homosexualism. We thought it before. Don't listen to it. Absolute. We cannot say, hey, pastor, you know, now, can we preach to someone who is homosexual? Yes. Can the person get saved? Yes. But are we going to leave them and say, come as you are? But don't be as you are. Amen. So you have come as you are. The same way you are going to teach a liar. The same way you are going to teach someone who was in adultery. The same way you are going to teach someone who smokes. The same way you are going to teach someone who is, I think that's one thing or the other. And you are going to, by spiritual God, bet them into proper conduct. That's the same way you must be homosexual. It's not part of the plan of God. That's the same way. You cannot say, that's who he is. That's not who he is. He's born again. Amen. So God's word doesn't change. So our values don't change. Christian character doesn't change with time and days. Okay, but pastor, what I want to know is where the Bible says we should not drink alcohol. Uh-huh. Say the Bible says, is it in the Bible? Is the guy in the Bible? In fact, there's no weed in the Bible. Why even came to me on campus then? He said, but Jesus told what after wine. I said, did he give you? He gave you one cup. Only. Allah tell me, get what beer. You don't need to understand what I'm saying. He told what after wine. And he called you to come and drink. He said, show me where there's weed in the Bible and I will never smoke it again. You, no problem. Show me where you are going to hell in the show me where you are going to hell in the Bible. And I never told you. You are going to hell. I was preaching grace. So Dorobo, I said you will be born. You are just starting. Experiencing the burning. You got saved later, even. Not that deal. I was like 200. You got saved like 500. Not even from me. Someone else, actually. Thank you, Jesus. So, if you are a believer, your actions must show it. You must act on what you know. Don't forget, we are wrapping up Paul's conduct. Have you? Right? He has told you about not being angry. He has told you about not being bitter, not being envious. He has told you about covetousness, fornication. He said, walk as a child of the light. He has spoken about all of these things. I'm telling you that it also must influence your conduct. You must not just read it. You must act it. Some believers hear the word every time. It'd be funny. You have someone in glorious church that will act somehow, and I'm looking. Are you not listening? Then I remember that even Jesus had Judas. We are not Judas in Jesus' name. Sometimes, you wonder, how can you listen to this kind of message, week in, week out, and you still act like this? You still submit your life to frivolities. You are just carefree. Whatever will be now. I don't have anything to lose. I don't have anything to gain. This life is short. YOLO. It's also YODO. You will die once. In fact, you only die one day. Amen. YOLO. YOLO, man. Okay. You are listening to God's word, but you are not acting on it. Omota. Amen. Don't be a believer on leave. B-O-L. You don't know B-O-L. Believer on leave. What's that? You enter flesh. Eh? What leave? At work. Let's leave church things aside. The people are ailing you. Hey, that's what I want to hear. Christians that, and your head is swelling. The moment an unbeliever starts supporting you, first check your stance. That's what I do. In the moment, someone that I know that is frivolous and his conduct is not proper with the Bible. The moment you are on my side, I start to wait first. What did I say again? Because I want to know, for you to be on my side, that is the prince of the power of the air. All of us are on one side. You're talking at work. They are hailing you. Say, these are the kind of Christians we want. Not the SU. Not the SU. Christians that can balance. They can balance things. I like balance. You cannot start balance now. Don't balance anything. If you know me from Ballet Days, I'll tell you, how can you start your Christian journey with balance? All go on is extreme conduct. Eh? Extreme SU. That's where you start. Don't do balance, yes. You will balance later in your life. You start with balancing. You will soon be off balance. You can't start with balance. Ha, God. I used to tell myself before that I will never marry a wife that uses earring. Amen. It's not true again, amen. You know, but that is the kind of extreme I'm talking about. My first wife does it. I said, lie. Even if you're high heel. The kind of high heel I'm looking for. You don't know it. Coco. Deeper like I. Coco. The shoe of the gospel of peace. Because you cannot start with balancing things. Hallelujah. Let the world know you for conduct. Set a standard so high that when you fall, everybody will know that. Within yellow. Even young people are telling you, but you don't need to be like this. Not that you are balanced. They cannot differentiate when you are talking. They cannot differentiate your words from an unbelieving person. You sound alike. You sound the same. I know who I am. You know? Who is telling you that everybody has something that they have in their cupboard? Are you interior designer? Shut up. Who told you that one? That was the predicament of Eve. God told you that. Who told you that you are naked? Who told you that you have to smoke? Who told you that you cannot live without being addicted to sport betting? Who told you? Who told you? I walk in who I am in Christ. So who told you? Who told you? So Paul is saying, you actually can walk by the Spirit. So when he starts talking about conduct in your as a child to the Father, as a servant to the Master, as a Master to the servant, who does your mind go to? Joseph. Joseph embodies all of this in one. As a child to Jacob, obedient to the Father. As a father to Ephraim and Manasseh, even though he loved Manasseh, but God chose Ephraim. But he was a good father who taught them the way of God. As a servant in the house of Potiphar, Joseph was a good servant. Amen. You know, the wife of Potiphar came, I love your lips. You know, it's a prelim. You know prelim. This is the prelim. This is the prelim. Yeah, they did prelim again. You don't know prelim. Yeah? You don't know prelim. You know prelim now. You don't do it again. I love your lips. Stage one. Say, believer, I just love your lips. Then I love your shape. 45 wife. I love the musculature.
You know.
I love your musculature. Joseph, Jojo boy. When Joseph saw that, my other wife, he said, I cannot sin against my master. And against God. This is someone who doesn't know whether he will see his family again. He said, I cannot, in a strange land, nobody's going to know. He said, I cannot sin against my master and against God, a good servant. I told you that running is a fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Eh? Knowing how to run is a what? Was not to run. When I was growing up, there was this brothers in the area. He almost introduced us to smoking. Thank you, Jesus. Almost. The Ferdinand. And my other guy, you are still that used to go to his place. To go and play a game. Water combat. Buy a game for your children. I had some games, but I cannot play it alone. I'm not allowed to give me my house. You can play on the computer. For water combat, they used to smoke. So he gave us to test. So me, I saw the first person cough. If not for that cough, thank God he coughed. I would have tested it. I'm talking about 10 years old or 11. I don't know how I'm cough. I don't want to be sick. So now I want to go and taste something downstairs. By the time I came back, don't have tasted of the goodness of God. One eventually ended up doing like that. The other person, we thank God for his life. He didn't like it. I liked it. Me, I didn't taste it. You almost lost a whole lot of things. Don't leave your children with nuisance.
Hallelujah.
Joseph, he ran away. You must know when to run. Hallelujah. Those I cannot do. Pastor taught us. Melo gega sapa.
Every day, ekuriya.
Amaso tala. Eka puriya tosa. No temptation here. No shaking. No shaking. Yeah. Yeah. It's the spirit. That spirit, let it be working from afar. Amen. I just went on the campus. One lady that came to my room. So, go pepe, come back. Say counseling. I like counseling. Let's go and meet in the field. All 36. It's about 36. Very big field. Everybody to pray. I said, let's go and do that on 36. She said, no, it's a private matter. I said, we'll stay where nobody can hear. Can you record it on your phone and we'll listen to it? That's if you want to keep it private. But we cannot stay in this room. This room is hot. There's no, the weather is fine by me. It's not fine by me. As she was saying and everything, I went to call my neighbor. Matthias. Matthias was the president of the Catholic student. You know Matthias? He was the president of the Catholic student. Matthias! He was even a senior. But we was also a pastor, so, Olamat, I'm here, oh. Come and check me, come on. I'm around. So I think, anybody can know that I'm there. I was sweating already. All that happened to me in Ife then. I've not sweated this one before. She told me she was sick. I went to visit her. She just locked up. Bah. Why? Let's go. She said, why are you running? I said, I'm not running. She said, if you try to run, if you don't do what I ask you to do, I will tell God that you raised me. I said, who will do? To do this. Everything you want me to do, I will do. Doing what you bid. I said, but give me time. I'm not prepared. Please, help me to help you. I said, no, you will not come back again. You know, you have given me sign. I don't see signs, I wonder. I don't see this sign. I'm blind. You don't know. And my friend warned me. He warned me not to go. I said, there's nothing. The shield of faith by the right. The power of God by the earth. The spirit within. The pillar of cloud. The pillar of fire. Long live the written word. Come on. My eyes see. Shake. I was begging, she was crying. No. Eventually, demon released her. It was a demon. So just go. Hey, mommy. Amen. Sometimes you do that follow up from afar. In public like this, let me follow you up here. Follow up, that's not one room. Can't see that I'm one room. Follow up. Spiritual growth. Eventually, you decide to yourself. Amen. So I walk by the word. You are laughing now. Joseph ran. Sometimes God gives you a vision. He had a vision. Just like his great-grandfather Abraham, like his grandfather Isaac, like his father Jacob. He had his own vision. God told him his plan for his life. But what he did not see in the plan, he didn't see Potiphar, he didn't see prison. But he knows he's going to serve. He's going to be responsible for people. He saw that in the vision. But you know, just the way it is, you don't control life circumstances. You don't control what comes at you, situations that you meet yourself. Amen. Sometimes, regardless of how spirit-filled you are, you meet yourself in some certain circumstances and you are wondering, how did I get here? Imagine Joseph in the prison. And he was probably he was already tired and everything. And someone is trying to do money devotion. He said, don't do any devotion, Coco. I've done all of these things. See where I am, prison with you. In fact, there's one we used to call prayer chain. There's one we used to call prayer chain. I did it. There's one we used to call retreat, minister retreat. I was there. Study group, prayer group, evangelism. I was in everything. See where I am. You don't control the situation. But you know what you can control? Your conduct. Eventually, Joseph became the chief of the prisoners. Still fulfilling, on the way to fulfilling God's mandate for his life. So, you must determine how you act regardless of the situation. God's word has not changed. Whether you are a servant, whether you are a child, your father, you are a master, you are a wife, you are a husband. Have we seen that God's word doesn't change in all of those conduct? Eh? The conduct is the same. You are born after an incorruptible. The hidden man of the earth. Incorruptible. What does not pass over? What does not change again? So you can't say, oh, I'm in the United States. And so I can just have sex before marriage. I can impregnate someone and nothing will happen. I'm in the United States. I'm not in Nigeria, you know, Pastor has spoken to us about cultural context. Regardless of where you are, God's word doesn't change. The conducts are saying. Are you listening to me? The conducts are saying. Those are not saying, oh, I'm in Egypt. I'm not in Israel now. I'm not in Israel. You know, in Egypt, everything goes. No. Don't say, this one is work. Don't say, this one I'm at work. This one I'm at reunion, old school, alumni reunion. No, no, no. You are still a child of God there. Amen. Say, I'm a child of God everywhere. So, circumstances don't change you. They only expose your true conduct. You saw Joseph. The circumstances did not change him. You know, the lady that camped me in her room, I could have just said, God, you can say, I don't have choice. Right? God, you can say, I don't have choice. We tell everybody. No. I should beg my beggar. It will expose your true nature, your true values. If you try that with some other people, you don't even need to lock up. Say, as they give you time, they give you wonder. Amen. I'm born of the Spirit. I walk by the Spirit. My conduct is that which is full of the Spirit. Amen. You are not a believer on leave. Amen. Don't give excuse for bad conduct. Oh, Moroso. Your actions sometimes, you know it yourself that it's betraying God's word. Don't give an excuse. Don't say, hey, that's how I've always been. When you want to know someone that wants to change, the first thing they drop is excuse. When you want to know someone that wants to change, the first thing they will drop is excuses. They will first stop giving excuses. They admit that, oh, you know what? I messed up. You know what? This is not right. I'm not doing the right thing. And I really want to do the right thing. Don't start saying, hey, she locked me up. Pastor, it's follow up I went for. Follow up. I went to do the will of our Father. And then what did you come back with? The will of the devil. Amen. Miss Smith, you must be constant regardless of the circumstance. Are you with me? You watch your conduct. If you're a wife, you watch your conduct. Husband, watch your conduct. Watch it. Watch it. You know, the church in Corinth, Paul kept reminding them, don't you know, 1 Corinthians 3:16, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Don't you know? Because Corinth was a multicultural town where there are different people, just like Lagos. Multicultural. A church where someone is sleeping with his father's wife. 1 Corinthians 5. 1 Corinthians 6. A church where another brother is taking another brother to court. Make him see the church pastor to court. So, welcome back to the church. We see in court. Imagine. As I said, welcome to church, welcome to church. We see in court. You and I. Mafa. I will appear. That was that kind of church. A church where the rich were oppressing the poor. That church. You have to tell them, don't you know that your body is the temple of God? Don't you know? Don't you know? A constant reminder you must always give yourself. It must be as constant as the northern star. Now you know what? I am obliged to walk by the word. Times might change. Seasons might change. What was obtainable in the world in 2001 is not probably what's obtainable today. Before, we used to go to Starbucks Cafe. We buy minutes. 10 minutes. They will give you code. X, Y, Z, Z. To browse. To do Facebook. Now, you can even do Facebook without data. The world has changed. But you know what? My conduct on that Facebook will not change. Are you listening to me? Jesus. If boys wear trousers that did not reach their ankle, they will say he's poor. That material is not enough. But now he wear it with beard. And they say, fashion.
I like that fashion. It's not fashion. The world changes. What they call fashion today might not fashion tomorrow. What they call fashion tomorrow might not fashion next tomorrow. But you know what? The word of God doesn't change. Circumstances will change, but they must not change you. They must not change the way you will act. Watch how you communicate in public spaces. How you talk in the public. Don't have what we call aura incontinence. You cannot hold things. Believer in Christ, you don't have any dignity, no control, no grace in your mouth. Amen. There's a way you, there's a way you must post yourself. There's a way you must carry yourself. There's a way you must adorn yourself as a man full of God's grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You watch it intentionally. Marshal or so. You can be bold and respectful. Hope you know that. Respectful doesn't mean that timid. No. You can be bold and respectful. Ask people I deal with. If you're older than I don't run a knife. That's one. I'm always bold. Like call of us on joy, like call anybody. As long as you're not giving me light food, I will eat without you. I will talk to you. But you can be bold and be respectful. In fact, as a principle, if I'm meeting you for the first time, I assume you are older than I am. How about that? Until it is ascertained. As a principle, until I know, I first assume you are older, no matter how you look. Have you spoken to me before? And I realize that you are your uncle, your brother's uncle. And you have looked at them somehow. I first use a man of God. Amen. Man of God, how are you doing? How are you doing, sir? How's everything, man? Sometimes you wonder, some of you say that they put ma. They say, it's my disciple. Pastor is my disciple. Ma, until we know. Amen. That's conduct. You're not full of yourself. What do you have that was not given to you? Proper conduct is Christian. Are you listening to me? So you watch how you talk in public spaces. I walk in the spirit. Nothing changes who I am. See, when you stop certain things, you stop evangelism. You stop praying. What you're doing is, you're having a mistaken identity. You are losing your identity. Let me say it. When you find, there's no Samaritan at the first concert. When you see a believer who used to be fervent in the things of the Spirit of God and suddenly starts becoming fervent, remember that? The first thing I always say, I think you must have heard me say it before. We were talking about someone. I said, if you first start with spiritual activities, there is no backsliding. I am saying it again. I've been around for a few days. I've been preaching the gospel and discipling for a few days. And I can tell you that there's no sudden backsliding. There's nobody that backslides suddenly. It starts with you first stop at any cell meetings. You know? Not Thursday. Thursday, you know, that pastor will still see you. Pastor will ask. Sunday, pastor will ask. Cell meeting first. Let's start with the order. You know, order of this, order of in church leadership. Not showing the same thing. A prayer group. Yes, a lot of prayer. Prayer group has a lot of prayer. Study. Pastor, you are joking. Prayer chain. Chain. I break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. And let talus up. Discover that you have stopped praying. You sign in, you sign out. Don't turn right. You did not pray. You know, sometimes I wonder, who are you deceiving? No, it's not me. It's not yourself. It's nobody. Who are you destroying? You. People are praying. You say you have exams that you cannot pray. So you,
Who are you destroying? It's not me, it's not us. We are praying. It's not me. Hallelujah. You must first be able to be accountable to yourself. And tell yourself, oh God, give yourself sense. When I was in school, I was working alongside and all of that. And sometimes I just tell myself, you are going to fail this one. This exam, you are going to fail it. So I have to ask you to stop some work. Because I know myself. I am accountable to myself. Who am I deceiving if I say I have read? Man, your roommates are now asking, have you read? Yeah, I've read. Go. Why are you deceiving? When you are tested, you will fail. If you stop praying, you stop your prayer group, you stop your study group, and everything. When the test comes, you will fail. You will then know that you have been deceiving yourself. Watch it when you start dropping spiritual activities. Just watch it. When you no longer have the zeal for it. Now, what's the remedy to it? Walk up to someone who you know is doing it and say, please help me. I have stopped praying. Let me just help you. Is there a way we can be meeting together to pray? Make sense? That way you know you're accountable to someone. Don't run behind the curtain and act like everything is fine. Don't paint smiles. So you can walk up to Damola. Brother Mola. He said, Brother Mola, I know you are a giant of the faith. God's general. He's like this to you. What is God? I want, can it happen that every Friday, maybe from 5 to 7 or 5 to 8, you just pray together? That way you are accountable. The day you don't come, he's going to call you. You know you have someone that will call you and say, you didn't show up today. Come on, you can do better than that. That makes sense. Don't now deceive yourself. I say, when the true test comes, Paul says, your works will be tested with fire. When the true test comes, you will fail. Everybody will see that you have always been deceiving yourself. Not us. Because everybody has their individual ministry. What we are doing is collectively we are strengthening one another. You fail. So stop hiding. Stop hiding behind bad conduct and putting another face to the world. It doesn't help anybody. Most especially, it doesn't help you. When you saw that, you are already dropping those virtues, those activities. They are what we call activities by the gospel. The activities of the gospel. When you start dropping them, praying, then you are losing your identity. Before you know it, you will not find it difficult to tell a lie. Before you know it, you will not find it difficult to probably go into some things. Things that you were aware of it before, you will shake. If not, you will first have a grip, an anxiety, an agitation. I can't do this. And suddenly you can just say, oh well. It's not just once, are you? What you know about entertainment, you are now reasoning it out. Why? Because you are losing your identity. He says, let your adornment not be with plating of hair, not let it not be in gold, let not be in fine apparels. It's good to look good. Yeah, but work on your conduct. Is that clear? So I know why I am in Christ. He's working his will in me. To will and to do, I work out my salvation with fear and trembling. I'm a child of God and I remain so. Pray for yourself this morning. I walk in the light, I see in the light, don't work in the darkness. I see in the light, I walk in the light. Pray for yourself. My conduct shows the glory of God. I don't deceive myself. I walk by the Spirit. I walk in the Spirit. The knowledge of God's word is evident in my actions. Every conduct that is that's not of the fruit of God's Spirit. In the name of Jesus, they are out of my life. The scripture says the axe is laid on the tree. And every seed the Lord has not planted will be uprooted from the source. The axe is on the tree. I walk by the Spirit. Like Joseph, I'm a good child, a good parent, a good servant, and a good master. I don't give excuses. I don't walk in darkness. Your light is mine, Lord. Your light is mine, Lord. Your light is mine, Lord. Every day I'm walking in the light. You are leading me. A pillar of cloud, a pillar of fire. You are leading me. The written word is my guide. Every time. And through my conduct, many more people will yield to Christ. Many more people will be sober. And we see Jesus as Lord. Just pray for yourself 1 minute. Reminos. I walk by the Spirit. Do the will of God. Every day I walk in the light. The light of His Word. I'm full of the Spirit. The hidden man of the heart. Incorruptible. Incorruptible are my ways. My conduct. I'm no fair weather with the word. Constant, constant. The fruit of the Spirit are my fruit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.